Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
You know, sometimes life doesn't go the way you want it to go. And you think everything's heading down this one trajectory, only for it to switch up and go a completely different direction at some point. And hey, you know what? This direction's not bad. It's not where we thought it was going to be. It's not where we thought it was destined, but it's not bad. And that's Robert Beal Jr., edge rusher for the 49ers, number 43 on our roster countdown. He was drafted as a speed edge rusher. He's one of the fastest guys to come out of the combine at the edge position. Ran a 4.47 at 6'4", 250. Dude is jacked. No bad weight on him whatsoever. In elite speed. But the weird thing is, he's not a speed rusher really at all. He has no pass rush plan ever. Runs head up into the offensive tackle every single play. Zero impact on pass rush whatsoever. But there is a silver lining here. He has developed into being a quality run stuffer and special teams stud. I would argue the second best special teams player the 49ers had last year. Yeah, one of the worst special teams units in the NFL. Only Chris Conley I would put ahead of him. But Robert Beal showing out on punt, punt return, kickoff return. Like, he is a force on special teams and very solid against the run. So the strength and the speed didn't work the way you wanted to as a speed rusher. That's what he was drafted as. But not a bad player. And definitely going to be involved in the defensive end rotation, which is one of the least depth positions the 49ers have. The trade, you know, going and getting, you know, the edge rusher from Philly, that's huge. But yeah, the run stuffing, that is why Robert Beal will stay on this roster. Now, he has fallen. A 15-spot drop from last year. He was number 28. Everybody thought he was going to be that situational pass rush guy. 28th on the list last year, all the way down to 43. His rookie year was 36. And rookie year was rough. It never really got going. He was injured all of training camp. Never even practiced in pads. One day in training camp. Rookie year just got delayed. And then, you know, last year, solid. And still try to figure some things out. It's not like you can't use him as a pass rusher. It's just there has not been one quality pass rush snap. Like, I can honestly say that. Like, it's bad. But against the run, that dude can set the edge perfectly. He could take on blocks, really good, freeing up the outside shoulder and just maintaining the edge containment. In special teams, awesome. The speed shows. He wears jersey number 51, 6'4", 250, 34, and 5/8 inch arms. This dude is an athletic specimen. Robert Beal Jr. is 25 years old, ran that 4.440. That's top 98th percentile of edge players. Speed, baby. 1.62 10-yard split, 30-inch vertical, 10.3 broad. You put in, excuse me, you put in his measurables in the mock draftable machine. Here are his comps. Derek Hall, 85 percentile match. Will Anderson, 82 percentile match. Corey Lemonnier, old 49er, 81 percentile match. Jermaine Johnson, 81 percentile. Like, he's got some elite strength, size, speed, you name it. And he's going into his third season. He's a Georgia boy. Went to Norcross High School, then transferred to IMG Academy, then to Peachtree Ridge High School, and then committed to the Bulldogs. He was a five-star recruit, goes by RJ, was the 27th overall player nationally, ESPN five-star recruit, elite athleticism, development, all those things. And, man, really, regional titles in the shot put, threw over 50 feet, discus over 146, strong speed, you name it. And won two college football national championship with Georgia in 2021 and 2023. Had a learning design and technology degree. And, you know, again, brought in to be a speed rusher. And Josh, who's one of the executive producers, is one of his favorite players and big fan of him. Just hasn't turned into what Josh or anybody else thought it was. Just kind of deviated from the plan. The injuries early, no pass rush plan. Can he finally take that big leap? That's the thing. Like, you know he can play the run. You know he can play special teams. There's a need for that. He's a fifth-round pick. Like, I don't think that this has been a quote-unquote bust or anything along those lines. He's going to make this roster. He's going to be a part of the rotation. But is he ever going to be more than a Bravo-style run, you know, that B group, the backup defensive line group run stuff for a special teamer? I don't know if that's in the cards. The athleticism says yes. But, you know, you look at the D-line and Chris Kucerik, I don't know who he's developed outside of DJ Jones. Like, man, it would be awesome if we could develop him into a pass rusher. He's got the traits. He's just not getting the coaching or something's not sticking. And so it's just rough. But you look at him, he had a 77.4 special teams grade last year. One of the best. It was just awesome. Now, his career stats: 22 tackles, one tackle for loss, one quarterback hit, one sack. He's played in 18 games. You know, last year he played 17 games. 17 tackles of 14 games. My bad, I messed up there. But, you know, played pretty well. Had a hamstring injury his rookie year. Missed the first 8 games. Missed 2 games last year with an ankle injury. Nothing too bad there. And was drafted in the 5th round, the 38th pick overall, which... he's lived up. You look at that 5th round, it hasn't been good except for the player that went 4 picks after him, Puka Nacua. And yeah, you want to be like, man, could you imagine getting Puka Nacua in that spot? There's not a lot of those guys that go around. Rams hit a home run there. But if you look at the rest of the 5th round, guys like Darrell Luter Jr., Robert Beal's on par. Like, you've gotten your value from him. He signed a 4-year, $4 million deal. And, you know, can he step it up? Last year, played 386 snaps. 238 of those were on special teams, 148 on defensive line play. Again, run game, solid. He's an ideal team run gap defender, rotational deep backup defensive end, and I'm not even putting him very high on the defensive end list. Like, Sam Okwuano's ahead of him, Mitchell Gross-Matos is ahead of him, but, like, there's a role for these guys, especially in the third, fourth quarter where games get long and people are tired. You can send them out there and get 4 to 5 snaps, especially on early downs, and give guys like Nick Bosa, give guys like Mykal Williams a break. And, you know, if you could combine Robert Beal with your speed rusher Bryce Huff, you have a complete player, even though they're built almost the exact same. They just feature themselves in two different ways. So Robert Beal, it would be huge if the 49ers could get more out of him and some pass rush productivity would come. But if you tell me you're getting 400 snaps from this guy again like you did last year and he's a stud special teamer and a rotational defensive line, awesome. Like, that is, this 49ers team needs more depth, glue guys like that. So, Robert Beal, keep doing what you're doing. It'd be nice if we can get some of the pass rush out of you, but if not, there's a role in the NFL for this type of player, and the 49ers are better for having Robert Beal. It's just special teams, you know. You can the entire unit go up with him being a part of it instead of just being one of the two or three guys that contributed last year. So Robert Beal comes in number 43, and for the 49ers rush team, we're just going to keep counting them down.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. Experience, versatility, and special teams. The 49ers bring in another addition at safety. And at number 42 on our countdown list comes Richie Grant, who, man, if the 49ers have a type, this dude is it to a T. 6 foot, 200 pounds. They love corners, defensive backs, nickels. That 6 foot, 200 pound threshold, guess what? Richie Grant, 6 foot, 200 pounds to a T. Wears jersey number 24. He has 32 5/8-inch arms, which is pretty solid for a safety. He's only 27. A lot of people consider Richie Grant to be a lot older, experienced veteran, because he is. I mean, this is somebody with, you know, has played in 67 career games, but he's only 27 years old. So came out relatively early, entering into his fifth season, but you're getting somebody in their prime, hoping their best football is ahead of them. Ran a 4.5340, speed's quality, 10-yard split, 154, good. 6.73 cone, that's top 84th percentile, very, very shifty. 10-9 broad jump, that's top 90%, 12 bench press reps. Richie Grant is somebody that fits what the 49ers like at the defensive back position. Versatility, can play free, can play box safety, can kind of play both, has the speed to play free. The change of direction where, man, he could honestly even play nickel if you wanted to, but I doubt they'll put him there at this point in his career. His comps, man, Brian Branch, Luis Delmas, Gervais Owens, like, this guy fits exactly the type of safety that Robert Saleh and the 49ers covet. He fits it going into his fifth season. Now, he played high school ball at Choctaw Wachee High School in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He was the defensive back, ran track. He was the team MVP for their 2015 season and was a Florida Class 6A All-State player back-to-back years in high school. Was a two-star recruit coming out. He chose to go to the University of Central Florida, majored in sports and exercise science, somebody that like cares about their body and all those kind of things, and was a first-team all-athletic conference player as a sophomore. He led the Knights with 109 tackles, 6 interceptions, 3 forced fumbles, 9 passes defense. My favorite thing about Richie Grant, and we'll go back to my pre-draft write-up of him, dude's always around the ball. Like, whether it's a running play, pass play, whatever. This dude is just close to the action every damn play. His senior year goes out and continues to dominate. Third straight season, leading the team in tackles, which is crazy for a safety. Jim Thorpe Award finalist, Bednarik Award semifinalist as a senior. Just awesome. His uncle, he's got the pedigree. Terry Grant played running back at the University of Alabama, so that's awesome. He gets drafted in the second round of the 2021 NFL draft, the 40th overall pick by the Atlanta Falcons. Now, here's my pre-draft write-up of him before he got drafted. Three-year starter, ball skills are great. Former wide receiver, 10 career interceptions, 29 pass breakups, and 33 starts. All-purpose safety that is good versus the run, and he's just as good versus the pass. Covers ground in a flash, is always around the ball, 7 career forced fumbles. Can play single high, cover two quarters, every single scheme you want. I think every team will have him on their board. That's why he went so high. He wasn't so much as a super high ceiling player as he just had a super high floor. And I think he's hit that floor. I don't think he's found his ceiling yet. Plays stiff for a safety at times, not great in and out of breaks, which is crazy with his three cone. Looks like a safety's from the 1980s is what I put in there. I had a late second round grade on him. He went early second round. Now, in the NFL, if you look at his career, I mean, he came into the league and played. 2021, his rookie year, played 276 snaps on defense, also played 376 snaps on special teams, 75 grade, and that's huge. So if Richie Grant, who I think is actually going to be a starter week one, if Malik Mustafa and Jair Brown are injured, I think it's going to be Jason Pittock and Richie Grant out there as your starters. But long term, the idea is he would be your number three safety and a contributor on special teams on every special teams unit besides probably extra point field goal. Like, he's going to be out there. 2022, his sophomore year, was his best year on defense, played over 1,100 snaps that year, had a 64.9 grade, 90 tackles, 2 interceptions, 5 pass breakups. This is a guy, when I say always around the ball, I'm not exaggerating. He is a high tackle producing safety that wants to mix it up every single play. Also played 177 special team snaps despite being the starting safety in 2022. Then you go to 2023, this is where it starts to dip a little bit. Played 945 snaps in 2023, 51 grade, not good tape. Played 236 snaps on special teams, that was good. And last year he lost his starting job to free agent Justin Simmons, who the Falcons signed right before the season, and Justin Simmons is a baller. Like, he's still out there, though, on free agency. But that's why Grant lost his job. The 49ers bring him in. And they signed him to a one-year, $1.5 million deal, only $345,000 guaranteed. So this isn't a contract that you have to have. I do believe he makes this roster with ease. I think he starts week one, to be honest with you. Career earnings for Richie Grant, $9.7 million. Now, my favorite thing about him, 33 starts, 67 games played, but still only 27 years old. At worst, you're getting a stud special teamer. At best, you're getting a number two or three safety that provides depth. One of my biggest critiques of this entire 49ers roster, you do not have veteran depth throughout the roster. Safety position, you can't say that. They have a lot of veteran depth with young up-end talent, with Malik Mustafa when he comes back and Jair Brown, but with Pinnock and Richie Grant, safety, and throw in George Odom, I'm not concerned about the safety position. Even if it takes those young players a while to get back, he's going to be out there. He's going to compete for a 53 roster spot, but as a special teamer, dude's making the roster. And again, I think he will start early. I like Richie Grant a lot, and I wish we had Richie Grants at other positions to provide more veteran depth, just to keep quality play out there despite injuries at a position. Richie Grant makes the 49ers better. I really believe that. And thank you to Ben, executive producer of today's show. And for us in the 49ers Rush team, we're going to keep counting them down. Nick Sakel, offensive lineman, former fifth round pick, was kind of written off. You know, it took a long time. Brock Purdy's roommate, you know, they're sending out Christmas cards together and stuff and whatever else. Everybody really thought that he had a chance to play tackle, guard, center, this versatility. When the Niners drafted him, they said he was the closest thing to a gold helmet guy that they had in this draft. And he really fit the Niners, what they look for in an athlete, intelligent, smart as hell. And, you know, just the versatility. They really like the attitude, all those things. And, you know, and this is fourth year with the Niners. His first year, he was number 56 on our countdown. 2023 was number 52. And last year, everybody was just like, we're done. He fell all the way down to 73. And now he's at his highest spot ever on the countdown at 41. And so that's a plus 32 spot jump. That's the third largest jump this year from the previous year. Like, and if you look at our four ballots that we did ranking just on 2025 impact, 39, 55, 45, 38. Comes in 41. Nick Zekiel could be a starter. I think Ben Bartsch is going to be the starting left guard. But the 49ers are very, very high on Nick Zekiel. And a big reason why they cut Jared Kingston, who they drafted and looked good in training camp and preseason last year, was, man, they really prefer Nick Zekiel over what that young, promising player, you know, showed. Nick Zekiel is, you know, he's in that mold of that Colton McKivitz, this Jaylon Moore. They really like him. They're just not winning the starting job. And I think that they are more than comfortable with Nick Zekiel being the backup guard for both spots, left guard, right guard, and could play center in a pinch as well. Where's jersey number 63? He's a handsome devil. 6'5", 315, built the right way. 32 and 7-inch arms, though. Like, this is somebody that played tackle. That's smallest 17th percentile of arms for offensive linemen. You can't do that. Only 25 years old. Ran a 5'1", 40-yard dash. That's top 77th percentile of O-linemen. 1.72 10-yard burst, elite. Close to 90th percentile for offensive linemen. 7'7", 5'3", cone, 28.5-inch vertical, 27 bench press reps. You enter in all of his stuff to mock draftable. Here are his athletic comps. Ethan Poschick, Billy Turner, Max Sharping. If there's a type of 49ers offensive lineman that Chris Forster, Kyle Shanahan wants in this outside zone scheme, it's Nick Zekiel. Entering his fourth season. Now, he grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, went to Brecksville Broadview Height High School, and chose, he got accepted into Yale and chose Fordham over Yale. Was a 2021 team captain, all Patriot League honors 4 years in a row, one of just 24 players in league history to earn all league honors 4 years in a row. And, man, just dominated there. 2019 Lansing Trophy Award winner, four-year start on the offensive line, stepped in as a freshman, started right away. You know, academic honor roll for Fordham is, that's unreal. And so, honor society growing up, whatever, whatever. Bachelor's in finance and a master's in business already. He's 25, and he did this many years ago from Fordham. Impressive. Now, he was coached by Coach Conlin. And Coach Conlin was an assistant at Harvard for Kyle Juszczyk and then took over Fordham's head coaching job. So there is this connection between these super brilliant, you know, Kyle Juszczyk, small school, whatever, and Fordham. Coach Conlin coached both of them. And Conlin said of Zekiel, quote, he's one of the smartest football players I've ever been around. Nick and Kyle are very similar in how they approach practice and how they think about the game. These guys just absorb it. It's very important to them. He'll take care of his body. He'll be a great asset, end quote. A lot of things that you like there. A lot of things that you like. Now, he's gotten snaps at center. Did not go well. I think he's a guard who could play center if you had to in an emergency. And the 49ers seem to be resting on that. This is a guard-only guy. But if you had to break glass in case of emergency, you could put Nick Zekiel at center. Last year on his rookie deal. So can he finally get those snaps, or is he going to be a career journeyman? Played a little bit in 2022, injured in 2023. And last year, whenever he went in for an injured Aaron Banks, played great. His 162 offensive snaps towards the end of the year, he had a 77.7 pass blocking grade. That ranked ninth of 136 guards during that time. Like, pass protection's there, athleticism, all those things are there. Center hasn't worked out, but this dude could play guard. I think Ben Bartsch is your starter, but he played so well at guard that they kicked Spencer Burford to tackle. And yeah, you could bring Spencer Burford, who started a lot of games at tackle, but I think that they would prefer Nick Zekiel at guard over Spencer Burford at this point, and could be one of those replacements for Aaron Banks, who went and got that big deal. Niners drafted him in the sixth round. I think I said fifth round earlier. Sorry about that. Pick 187. And, you know, in 296 offensive snaps, zero sacks allowed, one quarterback hit, two hurries. Pass blocking stud. Really is. On his rookie deal, four-year, $3.8 million deal, he's made $2.5 million of that. Only started two games, but he's played in 26. He's been a part of, you know, extra point field goal team, and he's got a lot of snaps on there. 17 total games played and 245 snaps total last year. Look at his PFF grades. Not great. 58.7 overall, 51.2 run blocking. But again, 77.7 pass blocking. Dude can pass block. 62.3 special teams grade. Best case, starting guard, starting left guard week one. Probably most accurate, he's going to be the backup guard, an emergency center. I think Matt Hennessy is going to be the backup center, but Nick Sakel, God forbid, you could put him in there. He's got the experience. He could do it. He's just not a great snapper. He's smart enough. He's athletic enough. He just, his snaps leave a little to be wanting. So I think he's going to make this roster. I really, really do. Maybe Connor Colby beats him out. Maybe Drew Moss beats him out, but I doubt it. They cut Jared Kingston last year to keep Nick Sakel and played well. So is that going to continue? Don't be shocked if Nick Sakel starts a couple games this year at some point. I'm not even upset about it. I think that he kind of is on that Jalen Moore career trajectory where, man, if he gets some more quality snaps in a backup role, could be signed to be a starter elsewhere. Offensive line, every team needs him. Nick Sakel's a quality dude, and it took a lot longer than fans wanted, than probably the 49ers wanted, than probably Nick Sakel wanted to get playing time. But, man, can he beat out Ben Bartsch? That's the question. And if he can, you might have both your starters set at guard with Dominique Pooney and Nick Sakel for a while. I like him a lot. Shout out to Josh, executive producer of today's show. And for us and the 49ers Rush team, we're going to keep counting them down.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.